everyone, and welcome to our Sunday night service right here at Calvary Baptist Church of Powder Springs. And hope everybody's had a very good day today. We had a wonderful day, wonderful worship service this morning, our in-person service. And Brother Brian did an amazing job, as he always does. But just talked about being on that winning way. And whenever we trust and obey the Lord, we are on that winning way. And His provisions are there, His protection is there. And what a blessing it was to be just refreshed concerning those things. Our young people did an amazing job, every last one of them, that sang a song, that had some part in our service this morning, was truly, truly a blessing to us. And so thank you, Youth Department, for what you did this morning. We praise the Lord for that. Tonight's a brand new service, and we are looking forward to this evening. And tonight we'll, let me just mention a request or two, and then we will give it back to Brother David. But I do want to say thank you to everyone who has prayed for us, prayed for my wife and her grandmother during the homegoing of her grandfather, Gilbert Brown. We had his memorial service yesterday at Union Grove Baptist. And so thank you, church, for your prayers and your kindness. Tonight, let's remember Brother Jim Daly in our prayers. I talked with him yesterday morning, and they diagnosed him with being anemic. And so this really explains a lot of the symptoms he's been having as of late. And so he told me that he's upping his iron and eating his spinach. And so I almost called him Popeye. But anyway, he said he's doing better, and what a blessing that is to hear Brother Jim doing better. But let's remember him and the family, Miss Dawn, and the Ashworths as well. Continue to remember Miss Joanne Rich and her grandson Bentley, Mother Ashley, as they continue to help him in his young age with his physical situations. Let's continue to remember Brother Jeff Hodges, upcoming kidney biopsy soon on his other kidney. He got a good report of his right kidney, I believe it was, and now they're going to take a biopsy on his left, and so we're praying for that. Miss Shirley Townsend, cancer treatment, radiation, let's remember her and Brother James in our prayers. And then also Jim Jr., Jim Daly Jr., has a daughter, I believe lives in California, and she she has COVID, and so let's remember her over there in California, that she gets better. Let's remember her in our prayers. Let's remember everyone in our prayers on our prayer list, but above that, we will lift up in prayer tonight. Just a reminder, this coming Wednesday, as we would normally do when we're all in person in midweek services, we, because of Thanksgiving, we are omitting that service. And so enjoy your families and your friends. And so we will omit that service as we normally do. And but looking forward to being back Sunday morning on next Sunday to deliver God's word and worship. Let's pray tonight, and Brother David, I believe, has a special for us, and then we will bring our Thanksgiving message. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for who you are, for what you do. Thank you for the wonderful service this morning, everybody that had part. Thank you, Lord, for our visitors this morning, and family members of Calvary members. Thank you for them. Bless them. Be with them. And Lord, I just want to pause a moment and say thank you for our young people. Once again, thank you, Lord, for their heart that's glowing for the Lord. And I thank you for Kevin's heart, Lord, this morning as he shared his poetry, his spiritual poetry with us. What a blessing, Lord, that was and is. And Lord, for every young person that had part, we just thank you for the stand they take. and for the acts of service that they do in your name. Thank you for the children's home, Lord. We are very grateful and thankful for that ministry. We do pray, Lord, for the leaders there, that you'll be with them, each and every one, every house parent, every helper. Lord, we pray for Brother Snyder as well, and the overhead there at the children's home, that you would bless them, be with them. Even during the time of the Christmas tree lot, I pray that everything will be smooth and everything will be careful and be fun. We love you tonight. We praise you. We bless you. Be with us now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Set us free by his stripes, and that he supplies all of our needs. Amen. Just a simple little song, choir sings, but it has become one of my favorite songs. You are more than enough.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that, Brother David. And the Lord is more than enough tonight. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And if the Lord's grace covers our sin more than enough, then there is nothing that His grace or love will not cover. If it covered all of our sin, He's enough for everything, more than enough. And so we appreciate that instrumental tonight. We're going to be in the book of Psalms tonight for a few moments. Psalm 100. And I want to say that this is, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving, the national day set aside to give thanks. And so we as God's people, believers in the Lord Jesus, we give thanks to Him for everything that He has done and for who He is. And because of this Thursday being Thanksgiving, this is my Thanksgiving sermon tonight. And so we're going to be in Psalm 100. Notice, if you would, in verse number 1. Psalm 100 and verse number 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. That's Psalm 100, just 5 verses. And tonight I want to talk to you about this particular subject. In fact, the title of my message tonight is 5 Words for Thanksgiving. 5 Words for Thanksgiving. We can look at each and every verse tonight out of Psalm 100, 5 verses, and we could give one main point that summarizes each of these verses, and that's what I like to do tonight. I'd like to summarize each verse with one main point, and these would be our 5 words for Thanksgiving. And my challenge to myself and to all of us, those watching on Facebook, is to do our best to incorporate these 5 words into our Thanksgiving in days and weeks and months and years after. The first word is in verse number 1, and that is the word declaration. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The word noise here means a glad shout. It means to shout in triumph. It's the victor's shout. A little illustration to further my point. It's the same idea of a subject or subjects who, when they see their king, they rejoice and they shout with great gladness and cheer. As it pertains to kingdoms. And so it's to subjects who give their king a shout of praise when they see him as it pertains to kingdoms. And so tonight we are to declare unto the Lord, make a joyful noise unto him, a shout of triumph. And so what exactly is this shout, this joyful noise, or to make unto the Lord? Well, basically, it's offering praise unto God for His goodness. In Hebrews 13, in verse number 5, the Scriptures tell us, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Now, we can do this in the house of God, but we also do this on the outside of the house of God. We're to just maintain a joyful heart because of who the Lord is and what He's done. And Hebrews 13:15 specifies, it says one more time, By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Not only in his house were to make a joyful noise, were to exhibit a glad heart because of God and what he's done, but outside of his house, everywhere we go, everything we do, we ought to offer this sacrifice of praise. Now, this joyful noise, this praise, is indeed to be done with our lips. That's what he says, make a joyful noise. And so the only way a noise can come from our body as it pertains to making a joyful noise, I would suggest that would be with our lips. Make a joyful noise. Give the Lord praise with our lips. But not only do we give the Lord praise, or we can make a joyful noise with our lips, but also through the avenue of our lives, we can also give a type of joyful noise. So this joyful noise, this praise, is to be done with our lips, but also can be done with our lives. We can conduct ourselves in such a way that shows we're thankful. And so tonight, the first word for Thanksgiving is the word declaration. Let us tonight declare to the world, in church and out of church, with our lips and with our lives, that Jesus saves, that he's a good God. He's a God that provides for us. He's a God that blesses us. I like what Brother Brian said this morning about getting under his spout. I remember what one old preacher said one time, that we are to get under the spout where the glory comes out. And that's true tonight, that God has been good to us. The Lord has saved those that are saved. Those that are saved, of course, have accepted the Lord in his salvation. But it didn't just stop there. He continues to bless, and he continues to guide and provide. And because of those things, we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Again, the word noise means a glad shout. It means to shout in triumph through the idea of subjects giving a shout of triumph when they see their king, as in kingdoms. They see their king, they see their leader, and they cheer and they give shout. And that's the same way with the believer tonight. We are to declare unto the world with our lips and with our lives that God is good. And so the first word for Thanksgiving is the word declaration. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. But there's a second word when it comes to this idea of words for Thanksgiving. Not only declaration, but in verse number 2, here's the word invitation. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Now, we have an invitation to serve the Lord in a very particular way. He says for us to serve the Lord with gladness. And the word serve here, he says serve the Lord. That word serve means to work. It means to labor. And so this invitation tonight that's given to serve the Lord, it ought to be not a kind of service where we're going to a funeral, but ought to be a kind of servitude that comes from our heart as we're attending a marriage feast. So many people in our world today, even Christians, they come to church. You see them on the street and it looks like their Christianity is killing them. I mean, when it comes to serve, it's almost like they dread serving God. Now, I know that we have struggles and we have heartache and pain, and we're all going through this pandemic together. But at the end of the day, the Lord deserves for us to serve him as we're attending a marriage feast and not a funeral service. And so he says, serve the Lord with gladness. The word gladness here, it means pleasure. And so he tells us to take pleasure in serving the Lord. Again, I know that everybody can't be on the mountain at one time. I know there's valleys and all of those things. But keep in mind, we're approaching Thanksgiving. It's a national day of observation, of observing the things that we're thankful for. And again, we as Christians, we give our thanks and gratitude primarily to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let us incorporate this next word, invitation, and the idea that comes with it, serving the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Tonight we see that we're to serve the Lord with gladness, this great invitation of serving the Lord in a particular way. He invites us to serve with pleasure, with gladness. The old song says, if you're happy and you know it, and your face is sure to show it, and whatever else it says. But let me say this. I think sometimes our hearts need to notify our faces that God is still good. And tonight, certainly, if we're happy and we know it, and God has been good to us, let it show on our faces how good God has been. He tells us again to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Not when we're stress-free, not when when things are perfect, but when things are challenging and things are good and things are overwhelming and things are smooth. When we're on the mountain, when we're in the valley, the Bible tells us to offer, and get this, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Sometimes it requires sacrifice to praise God. When you don't feel good, you sacrifice that pride. You sacrifice what you're going through, and you offer to God His rightful praise anyway. So tonight we see the word invitation. Invitation. And we're to serve. We are invited to serve the Lord tonight. And when we do that, let us do that with gladness, with pleasure. There's a third word tonight in verse number 3. And that is the word perception. The word perception. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. What is he talking about? Well, the writer here, David, gives us a glimpse of God that we should look into. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. David the psalmist here, he adjusts the reader's perspective on who God is and His relation to us. Number one, he just makes a statement that the Lord is God. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. And the word Lord here means Jehovah, self-existing one. He says, he's making just a statement. He's saying, listen, the Lord is God. Jehovah is the Lord. He is the God, the self-existing one. Muhammad is not God. Confucius is not God. Buddha is not God. But the Lord is God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, all in one. Not only is he making a statement here, but he's also, I believe, this can be a question. Do you know the Lord, which is God? It's a statement. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. But also, this can be a question to an individual. Do you know the Lord, this God, is the question tonight. And so he adjusts our perception. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. He's saying there is only one God, the self-existing God. And he gets into the details of it. He says, it is He that had made us. And so we see that, that not only he's the self-existing one, he's the creator God. He says it again, it is He that hath made us. And it's He that's made us and not we ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. It's God who has made us. But then he says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So not only is he wanting us to know and perceive who the Lord is, but also he wants us to perceive and to know that he's our creator, but also he's our provider. He says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And so you could see that wrapped up in this psalm of thanksgiving, he's lighting a fire under our gratitude. He is causing us to give thanksgiving by saying who the Lord is. He is large and he is in charge. He is Jehovah God. He's provider. He's sustainer. There's no other like Jehovah. There is none but Jehovah. He is God. He is creator God. He created us. And then he is provider God. He's the one who provides for us. And so there's a perception when it comes to thanksgiving. And that is, we are to know the Lord and to know that he is creator, provider, and he is the one who has created everything. So there's a perception here in verse number 3. There's an invitation here. There's a declaration. But then in verse number 4, there's a motivation. He says in verse number 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Motivation. And so what is he saying here? He's telling us to let thankfulness be our motivation. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When we come to church, when we come to public places of service, worship service, public places of service, there ought to be a rendering of thanks. We ought to come with a thankful heart. In all our public service, the rendering of thanks must abound. When we come to church, when we come to worship the Lord, we enter into his gates. We ought to come with gratitude and thanksgiving, and that will motivate the praise. Let us maintain a thankful and grateful spirit. Listen to this. Let the receivers of mercy be givers of thanks. Let the receivers of mercy be givers of thanks. What a blessing tonight to know that we've been forgiven and God has been merciful to us. And because of that, let us give thanks. Let our thanksgiving be our motivation in worship. When we get ready to come to the place of God, the house of worship, or tune in online, dial in there on Facebook, come before his presence, but also let praise and thanks and gratitude be in our minds and hearts, and this will allow praise to leave our lips. Thankfulness is the incense in the Old Testament temple that filled the house with smoke. Thankfulness is the incense, the aroma that in the Old Testament temple, it filled the house with smoke. Much like the New Testament and the local church, when we come into his house with thanksgiving, praise is offered, and it gives a sweet smell and savor in the nostrils of God. What a blessing that is tonight to know that the Lord picks up. He picks up on what we offer to him. It gives an aroma. Let me mention one more thing. In verse number 5, we see that there is inspiration here. There's motivation, but then there's inspiration. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Inspiration. And what I mean by inspiration is simply this, that this verse, verse number 5, sums up the Lord's character and gives us reasons for praise. Notice what he says, for the Lord is good. Isn't the Lord good tonight? The Lord is good. Psalm 103 and verse number 5 says this, in essence, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. The Lord satisfies our mouth with good things. Psalm 84 and verse number 11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And James 1 and verse number 17 tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, that cometh down from the Father of lights. And so tonight we see that the Lord is good. And because of this, this inspires thanksgiving. There's inspiration in this verse. For the Lord is good. But then he says, his mercy is everlasting. The word everlasting is through the idea of being unchangeable, always there, everlasting. It's not going to stop. He's always being merciful. His hand is always stretched out, giving us mercy. Lamentations tells us in chapter 3 that his mercy is new every morning. And then he says, and his truth endureth to all generations. His truth endureth to all generations. He doesn't promise then forget, nor does he forget what he promises. God's truth prevails tonight. His unchangeable and indestructible word will continue on. And again, there's inspiration in this verse. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Where he says his truth endureth to all generations, it makes me think of a story I heard one time of a plane crash. And when this plane crashed, it burst into flames. And there was nothing, absolutely nothing left of the plane. But there was a Bible on that plane. And while everything was charred and everything was burned up, the only thing that was left was a Holy Bible. And the Bible didn't even smell like smoke. That was just the Lord painting a picture to the world about his word, that his word is indestructible, his word is unchanging, and his word will live and his word will abide forever tonight. Tonight, while I gave you 5 words, they came very quick and they left quick. But these 5 words, let us all just remember around this time of year, Thanksgiving week, just to consider these words, incorporate these words. Inspiration. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. That inspires thanksgiving and praise. Again, we're backing up. Verse number 4, motivation. Talking about entering into his gates with thanksgiving. Let thanksgiving be our motivation in worship. And then he says, declaration, and then perception, invitation. All of these words tonight are found in Psalm 100. Tonight we're going to give a virtual invitation. And that's all I wanted to share this evening. But with a thankful heart, I wonder if anybody needs to pray. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you for who you are and for what you do. And for the next few moments, let us just praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.